Test 77, Section 2, Question 9. Now, this is a strength and plus question. So we're what's going to make the argument perfect. Video games are not works of art. Sounds conclusion-y. No matter how rich the aesthetic experience produced by a video game might be, it is interactive. So it's interactive is the conclusion. Players make choices that affect the outcome of the game. So it's interactive. For something to be a work of art, it must produce an aesthetic experience that's controlled by the artist or artists who created the work. And so the thing that we get there, so what we have is the conclusion is video games aren't works of art. And then the way that the evidence proceeds is it gives this principle, work of art, the aesthetic experience has to be controlled by the artist or artists who created it. And the evidence, they combine that with the statement that, yes, there is a rich aesthetic experience produced by the video game, but it's interactive. The players make choices. Now, with this one, I kind of felt like, well, there's the possibility that video games maybe are a work of art that's a combination of artists, the designers, and the players. So maybe it's a combination. So most video game creators do not intend their video games to be works of art. We don't have to know whether they intend it, just that the aesthetic experience is controlled by them, but not necessarily their intent. An aesthetic experience cannot be both interactive and controlled by the artist or artists who created the work. Well, so I said, that actually is pretty good. It's not exactly what I was thinking, but it does create a perfect link between being interactive and not being controlled by the artist. And so that would actually make this one perfect. It's very good. So we'll look at B as a good answer. For something to be a work of art, it must produce a rich aesthetic experience. Well, that wouldn't rule out video games because it says they do create a rich experience. Typically, video game players do not themselves create video games. The thing here is that would help quite a bit, but it just says typically they don't. And even if that's true typically, there could be the chance that in some cases they would be works of art if they were created by the people who were playing them. And so D isn't quite strong enough to do that. And then players' choices that have no effect on the outcome are irrelevant to the aesthetic experience. Well, that doesn't really help us. We want something that's going to say that they are. Now, so the difference between B and D, B is absolute. It says it cannot possibly be interactive and controlled by the artist. And if it's not controlled by the artist, it's not a work of art. And we do know that video games are interactive. Now with D, video game players do not typically create video games. While that would be helpful, it isn't conclusive. It's not perfect. And therefore, D is not quite strong enough. So B is our correct answer.